except report 10,000 bugs into the archive, but I think people won't like it. But with this code, we can easily test if Clang is working or not. So we did a rebuild on the AMD64 architecture. We haven't tested either the performance or the quality of the binary code generated. So that means you can still have some miscompiled code. It will be very unfortunate and very unlikely, but it can still happen. So the results are published on clang.debian.net, and we did the rebuild using the credit that Debian has on the Amazon cloud. Luca helped me to set up everything, and David Suarez, who is now in charge of this infrastructure, is taking the lead, and he helped me about some weird Ruby seg fault. So here is the results that we've got now. So we already did 5 rebuilds, basically one for each major version of Clang. So as you can see, the first version here, we were a bit more than 14%. That's basically because the compiler was not fully supporting the C and C++ standard. We have a decrease here. That means that the feature has been completed. We have everything ready into the compiler. And then it increases again. So the increase is basically because we are adding some more check into the compiler. So I already show you this example about the unsigned int. But we have also some more check which has been added further. So this one is a security issue. It's basically when you are using the sprintf in a wrong way, Clang is going to trigger an error here, a warning. And we have about 36 occurrences of this error into the Debian archive. So that means that we have at least 36 potential security issues in the archive regarding this stuff. That doesn't mean that it can be used, but we should fix that. So here is some very common errors that we can find into the archive by rebuilding with Clang. This one is my favorite. It's, there are some developers who think that using -o something bigger than 4 will improve the quality of the generated code. The record is by libdbi driver with -o20. GCC accepts that it's not an issue. I think they fall back to -o4, but Clang wishes it. So if you want to contribute to how it works, it's very easy to fix this one. You just grep the code and that's it. This one really sucks, this code. And we have that 120 times into the archive. Basically, you do a basic declaration in true without any argument, and you return nothing. So GCC does not return anything by default. He's happy with that. If you use -w error, it will show you a warning, but it won't return an error. While Clang is considering that as an error by default, which I think is good, especially when you are dealing with libraries. If you have a function which is returning return and you are using this function from a library, you will get garbage and it can break anything after. We have the other way around. You have a void function which is returning a value. So GCC is complaining but not treating that as an error while Clang is. Is Clang seeing that it is an error? Obviously it is, but this one is not a big deal. This one is a GCC extension. In C++, you can define a variable size for the array, and Clang developer doesn't want to support such things. They think that we should only use the standard. So the latest rebuilds prove that Clang is now ready. Most of the problems that we find now are upstream, so we have plenty of bugs to report. So what we did since last year, so first we improved we had some patches over Colab QA tools, which is the tool that the Debian QA team is using to parse the GCC log. So we improved that to support Clang. And so that means that if you are using now Colab QA tools, it will work also on the Clang logs. We started to report bugs. We are using this tag, Clang FTBFS. So we only reported 10 because we tried to provide patches, but it takes time and we need to test everything after. Some patch has been applied already, but as I told you, we have 1,200 bugs regarding packages. So it is going to take a lot of time. So I'm not pushing that for JC. And we need help to report those bugs. one other way will be to let upstream know that it is existing and they should fix their bad code. We also introduced some new packages. We were using two different packages, which were LLVM and Clang. And when I tried to package LLDB, which is a new debugger into the LLVM community, it required both LLVM and Clang sources. I don't mean headers, sources of the base code. So I was really pissed. So I decided to start again from scratch and design those packages as the LLVM toolchain package. So that means that now we have six tarball, and from this six tarball, we are building all these packages. So LLVM, Philippe is going to talk a bit more on this subject. So Clang, I already told you about. Compiler RT is to replace some pieces of the glibc. Poly is a polyhedral optimization library. It's like Graphite in GCC, and it has been done by the same guy. LLDB is a new debugger. So the main advantage to this debugger compared to GDB is that it is able to you are able to use templates into the debugger. So if you want to evaluate the templates or the C++ method or some very weird C++ code, it is going to use the Clang parser, and it is going to give you the result of the template, which obviously GDB is not able to do because it has its own C++ parser, and it's not working very well with C++. So this debugger, many people think that it is going to replace GDB at some point. It's not really fully ready yet, but at some point it might replace it. C++ 11 migrate. It is if you have a C++ code and you are using some code which will be improved by C++ 11, this code is automatically able to detect such pieces and automatically update it to C++ 11 code. So many people are starting to use that into the LLVM community, and there is some debate to switch the base code to C++ 11. And C-Lang format is yet another formatting tool for C and C++. We have plenty of them. Here is a newer one. They say it is better, but I'm not convinced. But it is a different story. So while doing this LLVM toolchain, we took the opportunity to switch to DevHelper to DH, and we decreased the number of lines by something like 3. And it is, to my mind, it is way easier to maintain and to understand. Thanks to Luca, our DPL, we did that together at a conference during a boring presentation. So we worked on rebuilding the archive and using the dev file and published them into a repository. So the idea here was to test if the binary generated and if the packages generated are working or if you get some miscompile. We published that. To tell you the truth, we didn't receive many feedback. But as you can see here, you can try, it's still working. You might have some dependency issue because the archive changed since then. But you can run LS or Oak you built with Clang. So it's a nice proof of concept. That's not the easy part. So we did the WANA build and build the installation. We're trying to get in touch with the folks at Debian port, but they say, sorry, our server is full. We cannot add a new architecture. So we decided to install that. We deployed that on DBND, buildd-clang.debian.net. But unfortunately, it was too hard to maintain and to customize. We had so many issues that we decided it was not a good solution to continue. We were spending so much time on the buildd and WANA build, and we were quite frustrated. So we took the opportunity of GSOC, of Leo GSOC, who is right here, to start using a new project, which was called DebilMe, but now that we call Debil, which means stupid in French. It has been started, like many things in Debian, currently by Paul Tagliamonte. And Leo wrote the documentation, improved the code, fixed many bugs, dropped MongoDB to go back to PostgreSQL. And now we have a nice infrastructure, so it's still the old name. But basically, it's just to provide a new WANA build with buildd, to rebuild with various workers. So here you can see that we rebuild with AMD64, with CanBuild. Here you have to trust me, it's called C-Lang Analyzer. It was the goal of Leo's GSOC, so we are going to talk more tomorrow during the lightning talk about that. But here is what we've got. So we are using that to rebuild the package and to run some static analysis and so on. So Zach had also the idea that it might be a good switch for Debian port now. So we have to discuss if some people are interested, but we think that might be the future of rebuilding services for PPA or stuff like that. So this stuff produces various workers, so the normal build with GCC, the scan build or C-Lang analyzer, so the static analysis of the C and C++ code, Lintia check, Coccinelle, which is used by the kernel, which is done by Iril and Parisis in France, which is a kind of static analyzer. Not exactly that, but it's a good summary. And Clang, which is going to be done today and deployed today, hopefully. We still have to do the packaging of Debian, and we have to improve the website. Currently, the Debian.me and Debian web interface really sucks, so we have to improve the usability of this, but it is going to be easy. And we have to publish the binary produced with that. So I don't think we will publish a repository with a normal build, but we are going to publish a new repository of the Debian archive with that. Voter?
Can you hear me? Oh, well, I'll yell. No? Is that okay? Right, yes. I couldn't hear me. I was just wondering whether you tried any of the other alternative wanna builds before writing your own.
We haven't wrote our own. We use one of the alternative, which has been developed by Paul for one or 2 years.
Okay, fair enough.
We took this one because we know the guy and we know that he was willing to maintain it and to update it.
Yeah, because
it's a bit crazy.
I agree absolutely that we need something, but there's various sort of partly done things.
Yeah,
but
it was already existing, and we had the feeling that it was a well-designed project with someone who is willing to maintain it and
and
someone who is very easy to work with, which helps. But we are going to package that stuff, and hopefully other people will use it. Because we really think that there is a lack in Debian to be able to rebuild easily your package, and you don't have to go with tons of load of Perl code that you have to patch everywhere to make it work. Sorry? Okay. Yeah. I don't know the name of the package. This? PY Playbit is already packaged into the archive.
I was hoping you'd say it for me. Pybit, PYBIT. Now, I don't actually know whether it's much good, but I do know the people who designed it are easy to work with and sensible and so on. I haven't tried it yet. But
me neither.
We need to sit down and try these things and decide something.
So I started as a Debian developer, but since the LLVM community is very friendly, which is a bit surprising when you see the number of corporations involved in it, it's very easy to get right access to the LLVM community and very friendly. So I did a presentation at the LLVM conference, and I was one of the organizers in Paris of this conference. I published this URL, http://llvm.org-apt, and I have been in touch with folks at Apple who say, oh yes, that is great, we should publish that. So Apple is very, people at Apple on this project are very friendly. So we are supporting the latest Debian stable release and unstable, and we are supporting the latest 3 Ubuntu releases. We are using Jenkins for such tasks with Jenkins Debian Glue, which is a very nice project. I recommend you to use it. And we are using exactly the same Debian directory as the one in the packages. So we haven't forked anything and everything in the open. We are also publishing some automatic code coverage of the whole project. So it is, usually, if you're not familiar with the code coverage of a project, usually 80% is a very good percentage. So here, for the whole LLVM toolchain, it is 76%, which is a very good number. And those results are updated twice a day, and many people in the LLVM community are using that to improve their test and the code coverage of this test. And we are also running, also once a day, the scan build analyzer on the base code. And it finds something like 300 errors, which is not very important. So what we are going to do next now is to improve the Debian interface. As I say, it kind of sucks, so we have to improve it and to make it at least as good as the one I build, the PG status web interface. We have to make sure that it scales. And we would like also to provide that stuff, which is unrelated to Clang, to other services. So we have the infrastructure to make a PPA now. There is obviously some work to do, but we could use that as a start. If some people are interested, you can get in touch with us on the channel or contact me or Paul or Leo. Or we can use it for Debian mentors, for example, if you... Okay. For example, if you upload if you upload a new package in Debian Mentor, it will be automatically rebuilt with GCC, Clang, Litian, Scanbuild, and Coccinell. We have plenty of resources, so we can do that. Sorry, I'm talking too fast. We would like also to update the Debian policy. So it is a long run. It won't happen soon, but we would like to recommend people for not using and hard coding GCC and G++, sorry, not using, still using GCC and G++, but not hard coding that into their Debian wound or upstream. So we like to use USR bin CC and USR bin C++ as a default compiler. CMake is doing that now. And we would like to do that in the next update of the Debian policy. Obviously, it won't be enforced. It is just a suggestion. There is way too much work to do. And regarding this Debian policy update, we would like to also add some more warning to Lintian regarding that. I know it's not always easy to detect, but we could do something. No. No, because you can still override it. Wookiee.
It's no good just fixing this for LLVM versus GCC, right? We have to fix
of course.
LLVM GCC cross-building with either of
them. No, I just mean that you should be able to override the GCC.
Yes.
That the CC variable and the CXX. That's just what I mean here.
Which is fine, but I don't think it's sufficient. You'll have to think about it.
Yeah, because that. It might help you also to cross build.
Does LLVM translate the names exactly the same way as GCC?
If it is not, it is a bug. So it should be. And as you know, many of your colleagues are already working on that at ARM and now. At least a few.
But they don't care about Debian.
Yeah, but they are friendly to Debian. But I have the feeling that they have people at ARM who are working on LLVM are very concerned about this kind of issue. But they're happy to apply patches which improve the portability of the software on ARM. But yeah, I'm not suggesting to make just a switch between GCC and Clang. I'm trying to make something which will work for other compiler also. So just quickly, if you override the CC or CXX flag, that you can provide your new compiler. So for example, some other people in the room are packaging some other compiler, displaying with his cell phone currently. And Thomas, and he might be interested by this also to provide a new compiler. So if you want to play with your compiler, we can do that. And this kind of thing might help you. So for this, it is not something that I will do in the next few months. I might do that in 1 or 2 years. But if people are interested to touch in this kind of field, there are also other things that we might try during the rebuild. So use the polyhedrical library, which might, especially on numerical computing software, get a huge improvement on the performances. Folkart, Google, Russia are doing this package, which is address and thread sanitizer. It's basically when you compile a binary, it will include some static C code, which will detect when you have memory leaks for the memory or waste condition when you are doing threading. And they say that it is 8 or 9 times faster than Valgrind. So it is a nice piece of code. So we could say, OK, we are going to compile the archive with that and run the test of the packages. And thanks to that, we will be able to find which package has plenty of memory leak. Obviously, as we are all packagers, we are not always maintaining the base code on basic stuff like that. But some folk might be interested to know that libssl or libmesa has plenty of memory leaks. We could also do that for the new Intel compiler. We can get a free license of the Intel compiler. Obviously, it is proprietary. But we could add a new worker which will build the C and C++ and Fortran code using the Intel compiler. I don't think it will work very well. I'm not sure they are supporting the same option as GCC, but it might be fun to try with that. And we could also work with libc++, which is a BSD alternative of the libstdc++ provided by the GCC folks. It supports C++11 standard and the next one, probably soon. I'm open to any contribution, so if anyone wants to take one of these stacks, he's welcome. So I'd like to discuss a bit more on this project if people are interested for the packages to get the feedback and what kind of improvement you think we will get from that. Matthias.
So did you do your test reports on Spark 64 or MIPS?
You missed the beginning. I say that it has been improved in the 3.3 release.
But it's just MD64 which you did test?
As a rebuild, yes.
Okay.
I don't think it will change much. We are only testing the C++ code. We are not testing the binaries.
Okay. So which architectures is RVM supposed to build now or claim?
So ARM64, R600, which is a graphic card, so it's not our issue here. The last S390 and 390X, and there is a lot of there are a lot of improvement on MIPS and PowerPC. After that, I cannot tell you if it is if you can compare it to GCC. I haven't tried. For now, I'm focusing on AMD64, which is already a lot of work. But and as you know, I'm not trying to push that in for GCC. It's a long run.
And normal ARM, 32-bit ARM support is good as well.
Yeah, normal.
Yeah,
it is like just talking about the new. Sorry.
Right.
No, ARM is already well supported. Okay. So thank you all for coming.
Thank you.